Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
TimDillaComedy.com for all the live dates. We've got a lot of shows coming up, and we're very excited about them. Here, we're just going to run through them right now, and then we're going to put this in the front of the show. Glasgow, Dublin, London, Jacksonville, Charlotte, New Orleans, Dallas, Austin, Chicago, Houston, Cincinnati, baby. Northfield, Ohio, Sydney, Australia, Melbourne, Australia, Brisbane, Australia, Adelaide, Australia, Perth, Australia, and then that is it. This tour's over. We're wrapping it up. We would love to see you on the road. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Hillary Clinton has just contracted the disease she created, COVID-19. Bill tested negative and is feeling fine. This is from Hillary's Twitter. He's quarantining until our household is fully in the clear. Movie recommendations appreciated. From Hillary Clinton. And then Jen Psaki tweets at her, finally watching Inventing Anna and recommend and highly recommend lots of water, tea, and juice. Jen Psaki, press secretary for Joe Biden, recommending Inventing Anna, the show on Netflix about a con artist in New York City, to Hillary Clinton. Interesting. But a con artist who got caught and was not able to swindle her way to Chappaqua. I can say where they live. I mean, people know where they live.
That's fine.
It's public information. I don't need to be alive. Hillary is dealing with COVID. She's older. She's an older woman, so it's always tough when somebody who's an older woman contracts COVID. And she's a good woman and a woman who, well, my grandmother loved her, so that counts for something, right? No matter what this woman's done in her life, my grandmother really cared about her. And she was like gung-ho Hillary Clinton. Here with Ben Avery, of course. Everything okay with you? You have a very odd, you've had a very weird tone. It's made a lot of people uncomfortable.
I'm so thrown off. I feel like I've been doing
Well, you have a very, like, it's a bossy, like, you get very bossy to everyone when you're, it's like your studio, and you're like very,
no,
like,
oh, come on.
Yes, you do. You, and everybody realizes it. You have a very kind of bossy, authoritarian
streak. I feel
streak.
Like I'm intentionally very open, open heart, and I feel like I'm very encouraging. And I feel like I bring a lot of, I feel like I light up a room a little bit. Not like a huge bulb, like a huge bright bulb of light, like a studio light, but I definitely, I'm carrying like a candle or like a torch or something. I come in and I just feel like, hey, Ben's here. Everything's okay.
Okay. You've now, that is your word quota for the next three episodes. You're not to utter another word. You are so out of line. By the way, we're here with Devin and Ida, Richie, yes. Friends of ours. It's late night in the studio, just hanging out. And the other day, we're on a plane. Now, by the way, I sit in first class. He sits in coach. It's the way it is. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. It's called capitalism. And I look back. He's sitting in the row right behind the first class curtain, trolling me, essentially. Sitting in like a comfort seat or some type of like higher priced seat. And I'm looking at him. I usually never see him. And I walk sometimes to the back of the plane and I give him something that we get in first class, a hard boiled egg or something. I squirrel it away to him and he's sitting right up there. But you know how God punishes him? Tell everyone what happened in the middle of the flight. Tell everybody what happened.
A younger white man is sitting in the middle seat, fit, started vomiting all over
him. Wait a minute. How did you describe him? A younger white man? And then you said fit, like he's fit?
He's fit.
Okay, what in God's name does that have to do with what happens next?
It's not
next?
Who you would think would it would be.
Who would you think it would be?
An older woman.
Of what race?
I don't think race is important.
Well, you specified race. You brought it up.
That's true. That's kind of weird I did that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, it was a white guy.
It was a white fit man, the enemy. And what then happened to you?
He crazy started vomiting all over his groin and his crotch.
That's right.
And he did it so much. He was flailing around for the throw up bags, and he couldn't. There weren't any, and so he just kept going like about five times. Went into my Ridge Wallet backpack. Went on my shoes. Went on my pants. I'm stuck in the window. The guy in the aisle jumped up immediately, and I was just stuck. There's nothing I could do.
Here's then what happens. They send them into first. I swear to God, they send these dirty pieces of shit covered in vomit into first class to wash themselves off. Mm. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm not vomiting. So you bring some schmuck from steerage who's vomiting into, it's like a $2,000 ticket, and this monster who's vomiting, you know, and I hope he's okay because he said he passed out when the plane took off.
Yes.
These are bad signs.
He went unconscious, he said. He blacked out. Mm.
We worry about him and we want him to be okay, but we don't want him in first class covered in vomit, right? What is Ron DeSantis doing in Disney World killing gay children? What's going on now? Why is Disney World is in like, have you heard about this, that you can't say gay now?
The don't say gay
in
thing.
In Florida, if you say gay, something happens.
I don't know.
What do? They go. They get you.
You march or something. Putin loves the don't say gay, though.
Mm-hmm. We want to play Devin's thing. It was so funny on the show.
Oh, yes. Let me
pull leaked.
Up.
We're going to play this. This is a leaked. This is the reasons Vladimir Putin invaded the Ukraine. And I was against the Ukraine invasion in principle until I...
Nah, keep going, man.
I'm almost there.
Well, why prepare? You know what I mean? It's 3:00 in the morning. We got the time. We got people breaking into the studio. Persians are coming in here with kebabs. I just doing Arabian Nights. Why prepare? Another 3 hours here.
All right.
It's all right. He's been with the dogs all day.
Okay, so this is Devin's video here.
This is not Devin's.
I didn't make this.
This is leaked.
I just found it.
Audio. This is why Russia has invaded the Ukraine.
Доброе утро, добрий день, добрий вечір, Ukraine. Дуже дякую за те, як позиваєш. Спасибо. Приказано Ukraine, George Floyd. Showed up the Kaskav Zavut, Ukraine, Air Garner. Pose men ya zavut, spibe, say their name. Nyechyafta. Izvinit, ko BLM. Nichevo Srashnava. Das Vidina, Paka, Paul Vidimisa, Shalasiva, Puti. Tada, ko without Ukraine, we crane. Kozla ga insecure. Give Ukalaviti Black Lady Sketch Show Ukraine. Give la Gazaviti to Bel Air Ukraine. Unto Gagap, Yanama Yapanamio. Kozla Gora Dura LeBron's the shop. Kozna Gala Russian Gala Love La TV. Kozna Galaba. This Bugana Isoray. Who's gonna Isoray? Un comandant de adat pruyot cum til Diego bude de Joe Rogan. Pisicabulye, de Joe Rogan.
You got to watch it, folks. If you are just listening to the show, you got to watch that as well. And now, of course, people actually, this is when you learn the intellect of the American public.
Yeah, it's truly terrifying.
People thought it was real.
Like 50% of people legitimately still think it's real. I'm still getting messages. Like, Putin doesn't give a fuck about BLM. I doubt it.
One of my favorite ones was the guy goes, If this is Putin, we're in real trouble. It sounds like he's lost his mind. If this is Putin, we got a lot of problems on our hands because he seems unwell. How did you do Russian that well? And it sounds like Russian.
I guess. I mean, I say balalabala at one point, but I just looked up like how to say hello and goodbye, and it all takes forever just to say one word in Russian, and then, you know, you just add Issa Rae.
Let's do a Ukraine war report. Where is the Ukraine right now in terms of... We have the Russians who've advanced.
Mm-hmm.
They've done horrible things in Mariupol. They're targeting civilians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're saying it's a stalemate. The media keeps doing this. By the way, is the media helping the Ukraine? The media keeps going, the Russians are losing. The next day, a city gets burned to the ground. Can the media stop running articles that say, like, Putin's hitting a stalemate? Immediately after that happens, they just start shelling civilian centers. How about telling him he's winning? How about the media writing an article saying, it's over, you've done a great job? Like, this isn't working. This idea of just telling this guy he's losing every five... Like, if I was in a Ukraine, I'd go, tell him it's good. They're winning.
I know.
Tell him that he doesn't have to try so hard. This isn't exactly the best strategy here. Just keep telling the guy he's... And now we're pushing this coup angle. Mm. We're saying that there's a coup that... And Mark Gagliotti, who doesn't return my messages anymore, but is a really great journalist about Russia... And other people have said that Putin is relatively coup-proof. He's done a pretty good job of insulating himself. He monitors everybody around him. And he's, you know, relatively somewhat, you know, as invulnerable as you can be, even though there's always a chance, mm-hmm. there's a shot. But now they're saying there's a coup and that the oligarchs are unhappy because they're losing money and the new guy is going to be the guy who's the head of the FSB right now. And I forget his name, but they're saying there's a new guy that the oligarchs in Russia are tapping to replace Vladimir Putin.
Viktor Yanukovych?
Nope. That's not it, Ben.
Okay, let me try again.
Swing and a miss. From producer extraordinaire,
man,
Ben Avery, swinging a miss.
It wasn't the Surge guy either, right?
It's not Shogu, Sergei Shogu. Shout out to Shogu. Shogu's been an early supporter of this show. Ironic that we're in the position we are now. Of course, this has been every article. It's the head of the Russian FSB now. We could just Google that. We could Google head of the Russian FSB. There it is, Alexander Bortnikov. He is a Russian intelligence officer who has served as a director of the Federal Security Service since May 12, 2008. They're now saying that the oligarchs are mad. They're going to throw Putin out and install Bortnikov. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, this is probably just maybe some propaganda that we're throwing out there to... you know, insert a little, you know, distrust mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in the Putin circle, whatever it is. This is from what publication?
This is from the Tribune in India.
The Tribune in India. But they've run it a bunch of places. Group of Russian elite plans to assassinate Putin by poison, claims Ukrainian intelligence. So Ukrainian intelligence claims that there's a plot right now to get rid of Putin and then replace him with the head of the FSB who will restore economic ties with the West. That is, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's Ukrainian intelligence saying that. Bring this up. Zelensky, they're saying his green shirt has become a symbol of defiance. Zelensky's green shirt. This is the New York Times, by the way. This isn't like a blog written by a student at Columbia University. It's the man in the olive tree, how President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine transformed the meaning of a piece of cotton.
Oh, God.
In the beginning, it was just a T-shirt, basic olive green, the kind worn under military fatigues or hauled out from the bottom of a wardrobe for workouts and weekends. Sometimes it was more brown than green. Sometimes it was a cross over the heart with a coat of arms in the center. But over the last 4 weeks, as the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky has shed his former Navy suits, white shirts, and ties, the uniform of the politician for the T-shirt, wearing it in his daily videos to his country, in his speeches to the European Parliament, to the British Parliament, to the American Congress, in his interviews over the weekend with CNN, blah, 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 a Zoom call with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. I mean, what is happening?
What?
He did a Zoom, a widely tweeted Zoom call with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. It is something more, a symbol of the strength and patriotism of the Ukrainian people, a host of values. Here's the deal. I've been up front from the beginning. The war is a tragedy. Putin's a monster. Invading a sovereign nation is absolutely wrong. But Putin has a nuclear arsenal and sadly has done this. He chose to do this. He didn't chose to, he didn't choose to become a chef or a stand-up comedian or whatever. He's a dictator and he's doing horrible things. He's killing women and children. This is a horrible thing. Whether it's done in Ukraine or Iraq or wherever it's done, it's bad. But it's been done and we're living in that world. And my problem with the Zelensky thing is, what is the end game here? I mean, we're talking about the guy's T-shirt and they're shelling cities. Should we not be trying to pressure the guy into making a deal and saying, hey, man, we get it. You know, the Ukrainian people are tough, but we need to figure out a way to end this war and not, you know, make it into some type of, this isn't a party.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
scary.
Scary. Can we go back to hating white people?
Right.
I thought this country hated like white people. Why is the media so in love with the white Ukrainians?
Well, when some of them are not, some of them are legitimately Nazis. The Azov Battalion. They're Sieg Heiling. They're legit. And it's not even like maybe they're Nazis. It's like they're certainly Nazis. And they're singing at the Academy Awards, the Azov Battalion, which is odd, but necessary. The T-shirt is a reminder of Mr. Zelensky's origins as a regular guy, a connection between him and the citizen soldiers fighting on the streets. I get it. Listen, Putin's invasion is not justified because they have some Nazi battalions over there. But the Nazi battalions aren't great. And articles about the Ukraine before the war, and again, none of this justifies the invasion, but they were like, it's one of the most corrupt countries. They've got a huge Nazi problem. Yep. LGBT attacks are becoming more coordinated. These are all things that were said about the Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine is probably not a progressive paradise. But it still doesn't mean that Putin is seriously denazifying the country. But I just think we need to push for some type of... So we're getting too into Zelensky as a guy. Mm-hmm. And he's getting too into this. It almost feels like he's like, what happens when this ends? It's like his COVID, where it's like, hey, man, you're going to have to give Putin some territory. This is the way it's going to work. You're not going to get out of this without giving Putin territory. He's kind of becoming a little Fauci-like. Yeah. Where he's doing podcast, the country's getting killed, and he's on My Favorite Murder. I mean, this is a problem, right? I mean, there's gotta be some idea of concessions being made by the Ukraine that they're not gonna be happy about, because otherwise we're gonna see more death and more chaos and more carnage. And I understand Zelensky's in a spot, and he didn't leave his people. He didn't take the airlift out of the country. That's all respectable. He's to be respected for that. But what we have to be careful about is we just can't have a guy who's kind of, and people are going to blame you. They're like, well, it's not his fault. I understand that. But we can't drag this out forever here, because, you know, people's lives are at stake. And there's already 10 million people that have left the Ukraine. And we also can't just have a nuclear war, which I know disappoints a lot of people in the ruling class that think a nuclear war would be a great idea. The New York Times, by the way, this is a great article from the New York Times. They're now preparing you for, like, nuclear war. The New York Times is now going out and saying, hey, this nuclear war you're all freaked out about is actually not going to be that bad. I swear to God. They're going, hey, this nuclear exchange you've been dreading is actually not the nuclear exchange of the 50s. It's actually going to be much cooler than that. And that's a little disturbing. I don't love that article that they wrote. Any article that seems to minimize the damage a nuclear war could do scares me. It's a little scary. Here we go. New York Times. The smaller bombs that could turn Ukraine into a nuclear war zone. And the whole thing here, they had like a sub title here, which was basically, and maybe they changed this, but the thing that I tweeted was essentially they were saying, like, experts say a new generation of less destructive nuclear arms may make the prospect of a nuclear strike less unthinkable than it once was. So they're like, hey, what's the big deal? You don't want nuclear war? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I think the point is, like, hey, we can. There could be a few nukes,
right,
that go off. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. There could be a few nukes. We don't want it to get too crazy. Concern about these smaller arms has soared as Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine war has warned of his nuclear might, has put his atomic forces on alert, and has had his military carry out risky attacks on nuclear power plants. The fear is that if Mr. Putin feels cornered in a conflict, he may choose to detonate one of the lesser nuclear arms, breaking the taboo set 76 years ago after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And somebody goes, the chances are low but rising. And they are rising steadily because we, I don't think, fully understand the sanctions have crippled their economy, and this guy's desperate. And again, we keep running articles saying he's losing every five. I mean, it's just not, you know, the whole media angle here is like it's over for you.
Every late night show is just talking openly about assassinating him, and like, people are making jokes about killing him and stuff. And
it's a great idea.
Afraid.
James Corden's out there. Oh, we can just kill him. Let's kill Vladimir Putin. He's lost the war. Pussy. Nuke us, pussy. It's like, it's a bit much. I don't know what to think about all of this. You know, I mean, I'm a fan of a non-nuclear arrangement here.
Same.
Non-nuclear, yeah.
I mean, doesn't the New York Times writer of this article, doesn't he know he dies too? Like all the people, you know, pushing this, isn't it just suicide? Like, we all die.
Some of them do. Some of them have bunkers under the ground. Some of them
in D.C. and shit.
Yeah. Some people have been preparing for this, believe it's an inevitability, believe it, you know. They also don't, you know, a bunch of people die. They go, you know, we get back on track after that.
I read that nuclear war would wipe out like 700 million people, and any survivors.
Hey, that's a real. Hey, by the way, inflation not a big problem anymore. Nothing brings the inflation numbers down like a nuclear war. You get rid of 700 million people. That's a good idea. All of a sudden, things start to seem, because a few, you know, maybe 100 and some million of them are from our country. Things start to seem a lot more reasonable.
Yeah.
When you start shedding people. We got to shed people here. There's no other way around it. We got to shed people. So whether it's a nuclear war or not, people got to go.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Mako has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Mako, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Mako. At Mako, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Mako is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Mako today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's vitamin C whitening fluoride toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at Greenlight.com/iHeart. That's Greenlight.com/iHeart.
How bad is the economy right now? I mean, what is the price of gas?
I saw California, it was $6 on average.
It's $6.96 near where I live.
Average U.S. Let's see, $4.
$6.96, even in your neighborhood.
And like a little closer to downtown, but yeah, it's really
God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, but it's about $4.6, $4.9.
National average is 4.2. Do you have the Colbert bit? Let's get the Colbert bit up about.
I wonder if we can play it.
Can we play it?
What's he doing?
Why can't we play it?
Because it's copyright of, what is that, CBS or CBS?
Yeah, they understand. I got an arrangement with them. I do. I got an arrangement with Viacom. I'm good.
What,
they don't. No, the Colbert, where he tells everybody to go buy a Tesla.
Oh, that's right.
I'll tell you what, I will never complain about a destination wedding again. Russia has been hit with a series of crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from the good guys, Saudi Arabia. But it's going to cost. Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two.
No, it's not.
I'm willing to pay important. Right. It's important. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla. Right now, people all over the world are trying to find inventive ways to help ordinary.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I get it. This Saudi joke's pretty funny. But, you know, telling people you can spend another dollar or two on a gallon of gas and, you know, that's not helping, right? I don't think that really warms the hearts of people in this country who are destitute.
Makes you furious watching that.
Yeah, it makes you angry watching it because people are suffering already. And I don't think that there's a real good, you know, a clean conscience. I mean, clean what? Conscience.
What are we doing in, like, Yemen?
Yeah.
Like,
pull up Yemen, by the way. See what's going on over in Yemen.
What's
just
the latest?
Google Image. Just hit Google Image Yemen.
Already?
Yeah. Go to the third photo over there. Yeah. Huh. What's that? What happened there? It looks like a scene out of the Bible. What's going on over there? That seems to be a problem, too. But nobody's talking about a dollar or two gas for Yemen.
Jesus.
Saudi Arabia has been bombing Yemen with American money and American equipment for years. They've been carrying out what essentially amounts to a genocide in Yemen. And this is why people hate late night comedy. They hate performative activism. They hate all this stuff because they know they genuinely know that it's fake and that it's very selective and that it only, you know, it's a zeitgeisty thing. It's the in thing to do. And they're going to have a thing on the Academy Awards. And I'm not saying that the Ukraine is not something that's you should feel horrible about and notice, but saying, well, you could have a clean conscience. You should never, with the things this government's done, you should never go to bed with a clean conscience. If you're paying it, if you've read a book, no clean conscience at all. Amy Schumer tried to get Zelensky on the show. We talked about this on the Patreon. We're not going to go over it again, but the Oscars have said no to that.
Mm-hmm.
They've said no, which is sad. Because I wanted to see that.
Same.
I wanted to see Zelensky on the Academy Awards doing a comedy bit with Amy Schumer while his country's being attacked. I think that'd be a good use of his time to be on the Academy Awards doing a bit about the shelling of the country. What if Zelensky really came on and they just did some, like, bit that just didn't land about... Now, the Nazis in the Ukraine, because now they're taping people that are looting and stuff to things, and people are going, look at them, they're doing the wrong thing. I mean, by the way, I mean, all the things America's done with, you know, I mean, taping people to a pole is not even the least of it. But they are taping people. You know, it's martial law over there. It's not great. So if they think somebody is looting or something, they're taping them to a pole. And this has made people very uncomfortable that are watching this, trying to figure out, you know, what our role should be. Vigilante punishment spreads in the Ukraine. And a lot of people that are doling out these punishments are this Azov battalion of Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the bad Nazis. They're not like the Nazis like that are like the Charlottesville. Like different kinds of not like there's like different kinds of Nazis and people don't realize this. And like these Nazis are in. When a Nazi is hot in this business, they're hot. Let's get real. When a Nazi has heat in the entertainment business, they got heat. It's a business about heat, not about talent per se, but it's about heat.
Sure.
And when you're hot, you're hot. And right now the Azov Battalion is hot. We like them. They're in. We want to know more. We like it. They're patriotic. They're standing up to Putin. So they're not the Nazis that are out. There's Nazis that are out that we say they're not marketable, and let's get them off social. Let's get them off social media. Let's put them in the back of the room. Not a fan of those Nazis. But then there are Nazis. They're a little more cinematic. It's more exciting. They're more exciting.
The industry kids.
They're industry kids. We hand-picked them. They're selected. You've been selected. Azov Battalion. They're the Nazis of the moment. They're the Nazis of the moment. And then here's the deal. And this is going to come out wrong. I'm trying to figure out how to say it and remain with the ability to communicate with large numbers of people. But here's what I'll say. Every now and then, you need a cool group of Nazis. Every now and then, not a lot, you don't want to overdo it, but every now and then, you need to overlook some shit and just elevate a cool group of Nazis. Because, hey, it's punk rock. It's punk rock. And we forget about that. We've gotten soft. But now the Azov Nazi guy literally just was broadcast on CNN.
Yeah, they had him on. Yeah.
Yeah, they had him on. They had him on.
Let's see here. They had him on.
They had him on to make his case.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Nance on Twitter says there's no Nazis left in the Azov Battalion, that they've been rid of all Nazis.
Well, that's disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And here's what I say about that. I don't believe that. But maybe after this happens, the Azov Battalion's hearts will be warmed by Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
What if Amy Schumer convinces the Azov Battalion to stop being Nazis and start queering the space by accepting LGBTQIA2 people into their brigade? Perhaps. So now we have the head of the Azov Battalion here.
Yeah, his name is Dennis. Dennis, I'm trying to pronounce.
Don't even try with the names. Don't even try with the names.
Here's the clip here.
Now, CNN has spoken with a commander, a Ukrainian military commander, who's been defending the city from the siege. Take a listen to what he sent us a day ago.
People are cooking food in the streets, risking their lives under the continuous.
Now, let me be honest. I get a Nazi vibe. If it was just based on vibes, I get a Nazi vibe. Not saying what the defending of the city is bad. Not saying you don't have to make alliances with people that are nutty. But I get a little bit of a Nazi vibe from this gentleman. Now, I could be wrong. Let's see what he has to say.
Bombing. And the temperature is -5 degrees Celsius in the street, killing the civilian. The amount of victims grows every day. Now it is more than 3,000, but nobody knows the exact amount because people are buried together in the same tomb with no names. Many bodies are just outside the streets without being buried. Some of people are under the ruined buildings buried alive. Ukrainian army is trying to help civilians with food and water, but it's not enough. There is no safety places for people in Mariupol. The missiles of the enemy are attacking the houses and people are dying in their beds.
It's a horrible situation that needs to end, truly. I mean, this has to end. We have to figure a way out of this. And, I don't want to, we can't split hairs here about, there's some Nazis there that are, they're doing the work.
They put their head down.
They're doing the work. The Nazis were very bad, but they weren't inefficient. So if you could get the Nazis to do things you want them to do, like what about a Nazi-run steakhouse? Be great, right? So if we could focus Nazis on other things, we're doing the right thing here.
Yeah.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
What about this Ketanji Brown Jackson, the woman who's the Supreme Court? People are getting mad at her because she's, there's some, she sentenced some people with child porn to, people want her to sentence, it's very late, but people want her to sentence the people with the child porn for longer periods of time, but apparently... So Josh Hawley went at her, and I don't know if she had a response to that. So she's going to push back here forcefully. She's a smart woman, and So these Supreme Court things. What were you going to say?
She just like gave him a slap on the wrist. Like it wasn't life.
Yeah, I think she did like 3 months a few times. 3 months. Yeah, it was, you know. I don't know the circumstances of every case. But I think she was like, listen. You know.
We all do it. You know.
I think maybe it was.
That's what she said.
I think it was kind of a, hey, you know, you didn't see that stop sign type of thing.
Yeah, it was a fix-it ticket.
Yeah. You know, she's saying they're saying that she sentenced the defendants to an average of 47% less time than what the prosecutors asked for. But let's watch her push back. She firmly pushed back on that.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Came up yesterday in the opening phase of this nomination hearing. And it's the issue involving child pornography. I want to turn to that issue because it was raised multiple times, primarily.
Is this country not beyond over? I mean, what an embarrassing country to live in at this point.
It's been the most apocalyptic lineup of topics.
Oh, can you even imagine this? Okay, we got the Supreme Court nominee in. Hey, we want to cover child porn, and you're letting these guys off? You're letting these guys off the kiddie porn cases. Explain yourself. I mean, this is the... And I mean, I hope she's not doing that, but people are saying she is. Let's see what she says, please.
Senator from Missouri. And he was questioning your sentencing record in child pornography cases that do not involve the production of pornographic material. I thought about his charges as I watched you and your family listening carefully yesterday and what impact it might have had on you personally.
As a mother and a judge who has had to deal with these cases, I was thinking that nothing could be further from the truth. What we need
wait
to
a minute.
Do
oh,
is...
Wait,
that's
wait,
it?
Wait.
That can't be it.
Hold on. Get this woman's response up, Benjamin, please. They've leveled a serious accusation.
They cut it off. This is the rest of it here.
You know, come on.
Yeah, the rest is in text.
I tell them about the adults who are former child sex abuse victims. Tell me that they will never have a normal adult relationship because of this abuse. I tell them about the ones who say I went into prostitution, I fell into drugs, I was trying to suppress the hurt that was done to me as an infant. Almost every one of these sentences, when I look in the eyes of the defendant who's weeping because of giving him a significant sentence, what I say to him is, do you know that there is someone who has written to me and told me that she's developed agoraphobia? She cannot leave her house because she thinks that everyone she meets will have seen her pictures on the internet. They're out there forever at the most vulnerable time of her life, so she's paralyzed. She added, I tell that story to every child porn defendant. Did she just work child porn? Was that it?
Oh God!
Was that all she worked? Was child pornography? Wasn't there anything else? Are there no other cases in front of this woman? And I don't know. They're saying she's been lenient on this, but I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either. That'd be horrible.
But I mean, here's the deal. I don't know if these cases are like a 19-year-old has sex with a 17. I don't know what's going on. But there was one case, I think, where the guy was 18 and the person was 8. That's not good.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's supposedly. That was one of the cases. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's like,
you know, we're progressing as a country. And
I mean, and then they go into the critical race theory.
Yeah.
How about we figure out the child porn first? Like, how do we just bounce from that? So now let's talk about the don't say gay in Florida, because this is I've solved this issue. And again, I solved it on YouTube literally last week.
Yep.
where I said you do a take a tit, leave a tit, where you give the kids prosthetics, fake dicks, fake tits. They don't make irreversible physical changes to their bodies. You give them prosthetic dicks and tits and pussies, and you hand them out if they want them.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
You go to the guidance counselor, you get a puss for the day. No, I'm dead serious. And that way nobody can say they're doing irreversible. And if they grow out of it, and then when they get older, if they go, yeah, I want a real puss, they get a real puss. If they grow out of it, they give the dick back, and everybody, and they graduate.
Yeah.
Am I nuts, or is that not a humane compromise?
Yeah.
The parents on the way to the school, they go, don't forget your dick. They grab the dick. I know this sounds like I'm making light of everything, but it's kind of what I have to do. I mean, I know that comedy now is about my truth. This is my truth, my personal truth. It's not about you, the audience of slobs. Got bust in here. It's about my own personal truth. I'm plumbing the depths of myself. I'm so goddamn significant. I need to continually plumb the depths of myself because there's so much there. I have layers. And they got to be peeled off. Peel the layers off one by one. Make myself vulnerable in front of a room full of people. Disney workers walked out over the company's response to the Don't Say Gay bill. Well, what is the company's response to the Don't Say Gay bill? Recent statements by the Walt Disney Company leadership regarding the Florida legislature's recent Don't Say Gay bill have utterly failed to match the magnitude of the threat posed by the legislation. So Disney's kind of just going, hey, let's just... Disney's being Disney. They're not taking a hard stance on this. Mm-hmm. But Disney's pretty pro-gay, right? They've been pretty pro-gay. Like Ben Shapiro's doing these things where he's like, the Disney World has been taken over by LGBTQ people. Gay people have taken over Disney. Disney's been completely gay forever. It's been gay. Every single movie is about guys sucking each other off. That's what it's about. So now they're saying they can't, employees are calling for Disney to stop making donations to certain Florida politicians, including Ron DeSantis, and commit to a plan to protect LGBTQIA staff from such legislation. So what do you mean protect the staff? Put them in a Magic Kingdom. Put them in a castle. I don't understand how you're going to protect the gay staff. This bill's about 2-year-olds. It's about second graders not being instructed in gender ideology. How many second graders are working for Disney? I don't understand. We're going to protect the staff. It's about kids. It's like third grade and under. Organizers of the walkout claimed that some employees of Disneyland in California who did not feel safe to walk out Tuesday were told they couldn't wear Pride trans Mickey pins, which they said Disney sells to show their support. I want a trans Mickey pin. So they're basically saying you can't wear trans Mickey pins at Disney World, which I don't agree with. Let them wear the trans pin of Mickey.
What does that look like, the trans Mickey pin?
Can you get a trans Mickey pin up, for Christ?
Trans Mickey pin.
He's always behind the eight ball.
Oh,
okay.
It's the trans
flag with the Mickey hat.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's a trans flag.
Let him wear it. Nobody even knows what it means. People don't know what that is.
No.
Somebody from Alabama is going to be like, there's pretty colors. Well, actually, I'm glad it's a trans Mickey pin. What? It's a trans Mickey pin. Gender's not real. Just put them on Space Mountain. Why does everything have to be a big fight? Put them on Space Mountain and have them eat the shit food, stand in the lines, spend their money, and leave. So they did this walkout at Disney World. By the way, I think everyone should walk out of Disney World. Employees and visitors. And it should be burned to the ground. I don't understand. As a gay person who's been out for years. And by the way, I do want to make an announcement on the show. I'm coming out as queer. Because that means I'm gay, but now I can be in movies. I'm queer now. So I'm not gay because that's a little Nazi-ish. But I'm queer, meaning that I'm gay, but more importantly, I can be in movies because I'm queer now, which doesn't mean, it just means that I can be in the business again. Mm. I can be in the industry again. I'm queer. I'm other. I'm different. Gender's a spectrum. Now, why are they hanging a gay Mickey now? What is going on here? So they have a gay Mickey, mm-hmm. and they've got tape around his arms, and he goes, I'm walking out too. So Mickey is walking out. I'm so confused about everything now.
This is them walking out right here, and looks like this is in Burbank.
Okay. All right. I think I can walk out.
No, it's good.
It's good. I'm somebody who's queer, mm-hmm. and now has a career because I'm queer. Yeah. Queer is different than gay. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. I get invited now to events. It's a very big change. Realizing that I was queer because I can't get anything in the business made and put on television or in a movie. So I realized overnight that I was queer and that I had been suppressing that for a very long time. And I had only kind of been gay, which doesn't really mean anything. And I realized that gay is it's an archaic concept because it's based on gender, which we know isn't real. So the idea that I am attracted to members of my same sex isn't real because there are no sexes. I'm queer, and now I'm going to be the belle of the ball. And I'm excited about it because it's going to make me money. My sexuality should make me money. My identity should make me money. If you're coming out of something now, it better be to make you money. Don't even, gay doesn't mean shit. You better come out of something that can make you money. Please, don't be stupid. So I'm proud to announce that I am queer, and I refuse to do business with Disney. Until they let people wear the trans Mickey pin in the Haunted House. I mean, can you imagine Ukraine reading this? There's just people sitting in a bunker. Their entire lives have been destroyed. Their buildings are just blowing up. And we're going, no, there's a pin. It's a Mickey pin. And we were told not to wear it at Tower of Terror. As a part of the town hall, Disney announced that Mr. Chapek had postponed a management retreat planned for next week in Orlando, Florida. He and senior executives would instead use that time to go on a listening tour at Disney workplaces, both domestically and overseas. Good. Because people are concerned and they should have a listening tour. They should listen to the employees that are angry. Sit down and hear them out. Somebody's wearing a shirt that says gay and tired. Well, it ain't from exercise because she's fat. That's why I've made that joke because there's a fat person. She's tired. People are angry. Texas has gone nuts. They're like prosecuting trans kids that are getting medical things. Whatever you think about that. Texas is now like, we could prosecute their parents. That's insane. Leave the family alone.
Yeah, let them do whatever they
want. Let them do it. I look at it like you picked the wrong major.
Mm-hmm.
Texas court reinstates injunction blocking probes of transgender kids' parents. So Greg Abbott's going out of control, but the courts are stopping him. Because, this is too intrusive here. They're going hard with the anti-abortion. Mm-hmm. You can't even have an abortion at Disney World now. Do you know this? No, there was an abortion clinic in Disney World. And they're trying to ban it. You used to be able to have an abortion and then go to Epcot. Now you can't. This is what I mean. It's getting out of hand.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Let's talk about the LA mayor's race here before the end of the show, because you brought up a great point. We have a great new mayor who, or candidate.
Yeah, Caruso.
I like this guy because Caruso built the Americana in Glendale, which is a disgusting outdoor mall where animals go and they eat at the Cheesecake Factory. But he's going to build another version of it exclusively for homeless people and let them play in the fountains and have fun and shit wherever they want. And I think that's the move. Can you get up his advertisement?
Oh, yes.
They can't get mad at us playing that.
No.
Rick Caruso, he's going to be the new mayor of Los Angeles because he is he's very good at building malls. So he's going to fix the problem. Because the homeless crisis is really because they don't have a mall.
I don't think you put it on YouTube, but I bet I can find it on his website.
Thank you, Ben. You don't have to telegraph what you're doing. You can just deliver. But I like if he goes, he's like, the problem is that homeless people don't have a mall of their own. Give them a mall. Give them an outdoor mall where they can conduct their business.
Yeah, give them a trolley that goes around in Anthropology.
Something's fun. Yeah. Something fun. Clear everyone out of H&M. Let them go in there.
Here's an ad he's running called Faith, Family, and Community.
Think nobody can clean up L.A.?
Yes.
Meet Rick Caruso.
Uh-oh.
Lifelong Angelino. Husband, father, grandson of immigrants. Raised to put faith, family, and community first. A lifelong builder and job creator.
That's right.
Rick created the Southland's most beloved community centers. And he always shared that success.
What are you talking about? The Americana is a beloved community center? It's a corporate hellscape. It's a beloved community center.
People in Glendale don't know where to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big outdoor mall.
That's
community center.
He hands out turkeys on Thanksgiving, yeah. Like Frank Lucas.
Rick Caruso's a lifelong Angelino. He's made billions of dollars building outdoor malls, and now he's ready to build one for the homeless. Keep going, Ben.
Giving millions to provide health care and a good education to kids in LA's poorest neighborhoods, and giving tirelessly of himself. First appointed by Tom Bradley, he served LA under 3 different mayors, fought corruption and waste, and cut crime 30%.
I'm running for mayor because the city we love is in a state of emergency. Rampant homelessness, people living in fear for their safety, and politicians at City Hall just in it for themselves. My only special interest is Los Angeles, the city we love. It's why I'll work for a dollar a year, and I won't take a dime from special interest.
I'm already rich.
Together.
I'll work for a dollar a year. I'm already loaded, and I'm a little sick of this city getting less comfortable for me and my friends. So I'm going to work for a dollar a year, and we're going to use direct energy weapons on the homeless. You pay me a dollar a year, and I will have the LAPD out there with batons every day. It'll cost the taxpayers only a dollar a year for me to vaporize homeless people in the middle of the night so you can feel safe going to the Americana in Glendale and getting a fucking herb-crusted salmon at the Cheesecake Factory for $48. I feel like the people in this don't even know they're in a Rick Caruso ad. He just took photos of people. The city we love. Finish this.
We can clean up LA. Read my action plan at carusocan.com.
Rick Caruso can clean up LA.
Now, get an interview of him up before we get out of here, because maybe I'm making fun of this guy, but... talk.
Yeah, I got one right here.
Maybe this guy's got a plan, because you've lived here forever. Mm-hmm. Tell people about LA real quick.
It's a great place. A lot of homeless people.
Well, what are the problems?
The homeless. And he's going to handle it.
Look at this man. He's going to fix it. Rick Caruso will work for a dollar a year. This fucking... these dumb slogans. I'll work for a dollar a year. Why the dollar?
Just say
I have to make something. I gotta be able to go home and look at my wife. So I need at least a dollar a year. Let's see what, maybe I'm wrong. Let's see, Rick.
About sort of what separates you, because ultimately this is a job interview, right?
Yep.
And people got to pick who is the best person this job.
Well said.
You have a different biography than most of the other people that are running.
Why
are you the most qualified person to lead LA when a lot of the people you're running against have a lot more experience in government
service? Have they ever built a cheesecake factory?
Let me first talk about them sort of generally for a minute, then I'm going to talk about me, which is an important question that you've asked. They've had a lot of opportunity. They've had decades of public service to get something done, and they haven't. They failed. And I just find it interesting that you've got a group of people that are tasked with making the city safe and livable, and they've had a decade to get it done. They failed, but they want a raise and a job promotion. That wouldn't happen anywhere else, right? And so if you think they've done a good job, I'm not your candidate. If you want more of the same, I'm not your candidate. Let me tell you about Rick Caruso. I've worked hard. I'm from humble beginnings. I love life. I love giving back. And I've got a track record of moving into a situation where there's a serious problem or a crisis and fixing it. I came
For
into
example,
LAPD. It was
last summer at the Cheesecake Factory at the Americana. There was a crisis because one of the chefs was drunk every day, and he was burning the chicken fingers. And if you know anything about the Cheesecake Factory, we got great chicken fingers in there. So what I did was I sent him to a rehabilitation program and brought in another chef who is actually my deadbeat cousin. My deadbeat cousin came in there, and he actually did a great job. But that's the kind of experience I have.
Under a federal consent decree, run by a federal judge, crime was spiking. I reformed LAPD, hired Bill Bratton. We dropped crime by 30%. That was a crisis situation. Asked to step up at USC. We turned USC around with a lot of help from leadership, But that's a very different enterprise today than it was.
He goes, if this works, the only people committing crime in this city will be the cops. If my plan is enacted, the only dangerous people in this city will be the police.
I want to restore LA back to the Rampart PD days.
As we know, the LAPD is a great institution that I'm proud to. I reformed them. That involved telling them, hey, do it quietly. I reformed the LAPD with my Do It Quietly program. It's the my Do It Quietly program. It's very successful. Where we encourage cops to behave exactly as they were, but quietly. You bust that guy's head in quietly. I'll make a big deal about everything. See the rest of this. You know what? This guy's... I'm starting to believe in him.
Yeah, he's good.
4 years ago when I took over his chair, and I have this passion about Los Angeles, and we're in a crisis. That's what it is. Let's say what it is. And I've got a track record of being able to manage through a crisis, lead, I'll hold myself accountable, I'll make tough decisions, and I'm not looking for another job. I want to be mayor. I want to get a job done and go home. I'm not looking at making decisions through a political lens to get reelected like all of my other candidates who are running are doing.
And when you say USC, you were chairman of the Board of Trustees at USC. Fight on. Yeah. So let's talk about, because we know the two biggest issues right now, you lead with them in your campaign ad.
Why don't we ever see the face of this guy?
Let's start with
crime. Is this Milo Yiannopoulos? Why don't we ever see the face of the interviewer? This is incredibly disturbing. Have you ever seen an interview like this? You don't even see the face of the interviewer. I mean, what is happening?
I guess Fox 11 only brought one camera or something. Yeah.
And why is he being interviewed in a restaurant?
I don't know. It's like,
what's going on? All right, keep going.
All right.
Some of your critics point to the fact that you supported George Gascon for district attorney. Do you regret that? And do you now support his recall?
So I knew George when I was the president of the police commission, and he was a deputy chief, and he wanted to be chief. I didn't make him chief. He wasn't ready for it at the time, and I hired Bill Bratton. Now, he left and became the chief at Mesa, Arizona, then went up to San Francisco. I knew a very different George. Now, what happened to George on his journey from Mesa to San Francisco that changed the way he thought about fighting crime is very different than where he was. So early in his campaign, I did support him. He was a friend. I knew him from our time together at LAPD. Once his campaign started rolling out and I was hearing about what his plans were, I quickly pivoted and I gave to Jackie Lacey, and I gave her a significant amount of money to support her. So I regret what George has done, and I think George either needs to stand up and say, the policies that I've put into place are harming our communities, and I'm going to change them, or he should step down, and if he doesn't step down, he should be recalled, because he is harming our communities. And I stand with Charlie Beck, and I stand with Bill Bratton that said the same thing. This was a different George than we all knew when we worked at LAPD together. I don't know what's happened, but clearly he's got to change, or he's got to go.
The other big issue is homelessness.
Yep.
Number one thing you're going to do that's going to be different than the people that have been in there so far.
Kill them.
Day one, declare a state of emergency, move the authority into the mayor's office. I'll be accountable to fix it. I'm going to build the smartest team in the country to go fix the problem. We're going to go build 30,000 temporary beds. We've got excess land throughout the city that's declared surplus land. We're going to give people an option to move into a clean, safe place in a very humane way, give them the right services that they need, mental health, physical health. But you don't get a choice to stay on the street anymore. The minute we have a bed for you, you move into the bed, or otherwise there's a consequence to being on the street. You have to draw a bright line that we've got communities all around Los Angeles whatever demographics
that you have to do is you have to do the best finishes. You have to really do indoor outdoor living because a lot of them are outdoor anyway. If you have to do indoor outdoor living, you need large windows, lots of natural light. You need buildings with gyms. You know, we need to move them into luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to build all these luxury units. And if the homeless people can't afford them, we just sell them to foreign billionaires. But the most important thing, we're going to give the homeless people the option to get a job that pays a lot of money and move into these units for $18,000 a month. And if they can't afford that, we're going to just put these units on the market at market value, and we'll leave the homeless exactly where they are.
That are severely impacted by encampments. You can't tolerate it anymore.
When you say there's a consequence, what does that mean? You're arrested?
You probably are arrested. If we give you a bed, and we give you the services, and we clean you, and we feed you, and support you, and I think there should be retraining programs to get people back on their feet that can get back on their feet. Why then should we allow people to live on the street?
Good point.
And where do you draw that line? You can't. And that's what's happened with this problem. Everybody has been so politically correct in their mind, whatever that means, to deal with it. The problem has just gotten larger.
Let's talk about your place in this race. You live a very comfortable lifestyle after working really hard and being very successful in business. That is the American dream, right?
Right.
But the average American doesn't live your lifestyle. The average Los Angelino doesn't live your lifestyle. How do you relate to somebody who's struggling to pay the bills?
Let me tell you, again, I grew up with immigrant parents from Italy that lived in Boyle Heights, and my grandfather was a gardener, and I remember riding in his truck, and I remember a family that lived from paycheck to paycheck. There was always a meal on the table, always
worked hard.
My father
was an Italian fascist. He was a supporter of Mussolini. How do you relate to the regular people? Well, my father was a fascist who supported Mussolini. They lived paycheck to paycheck, and he used to read books on Hitler. So I know exactly what people in this country are going through right now. I can relate to all of them. Thank you so much. Let's hear the rest of his answer.
To paycheck. Great pride being an American and great belief in this city. And that's the spirit I do this with. But I have also spent the last 30 years working in East LA and working in Watts, supporting the underserved, education and healthcare.
Covering
the track record and the understanding and the families that I know down there that my children have worked with, that we become personal friends with. I understand it. I've got people who lease space for me that are small businesses that struggled during the pandemic. We waived all the rent. We wrote everything off. We supported them financially. Because I started as a small business. I started with no business. And I built it. So I do understand it. So this notion that I don't connect, I'm probably more connected because of our work in the inner city than most people. And I want to expand helping the great people of the city, especially those that really need help, by being mayor. That would be a great gift to me. I'd be honored to do that.
All right, that's Rick Caruso. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll be good.
He's the only person with evidence of something that he did that I could, like, go to.
How about this one they're trying to get elected? All my comic friends on the east side, they're trying to get Eunice elected. Let's get Eunice up before we get out of here. Let's see. Eunice, she's running.
Sato? No.
No. Hold on. I might be pronouncing your name wrong. I'll get it right now. It's for E-U-N-I-S-S-E-S, Eunices. And she is running for, I don't know, city council?
Hernandez?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. Now let's get an interview with her.
Okay.
Now, I don't think she's running for the same thing.
What man?
Did she?
Now, let's see her advertisement. Because we're in LA now and we want to protect the people. What were you going to say?
What's her mall?
She's not built a mall.
No.
She's not built a mall. She's got a couple of tables set up on the street where they're selling fruit. But that's nice. I like fruit. Keep going.
Okay. This is Los Angeles for the People, her, I believe it's an ad.
What makes LA home? To me, it's the people. I grew up in Highland Park. When I was a kid, we knew everybody in the neighborhood. But slowly, things started to change.
Faggot hipsters came in with their comedy shows.
Then another.
People started wearing fucking weird hats. Getting on stage and doing these faggot hipster dances. I didn't enjoy that. We wanted to kill those people. But now they tweet about me, so they're cool. Kidding.
Kidding! Then another. Neighbors, friends, family, locked up for things like cannabis or mental health crises, when what they needed was care. In my moment of need, I called 911 like we're told to do. The police came, but they wouldn't even get out of their car. So I went to school to become the law enforcement officer who would have helped me. We spend billions on overstuffed police budgets instead of funding neighborhood services that would help folks stay in their homes. And that's how gentrification and criminalization intersect. In the last 10 years, gentrification has devastated us. But it doesn't have to be this way. I've committed my life to undoing the harm inflicted by this lack of investment in our families, youth, and elders. And we're starting to win. We passed sentencing reforms to liberate our neighbors and reunite families. We stopped the building of 2 new jails and put that money into our community. During the height of the pandemic, we got millions of people to vote for Measure J, which will fund the life-affirming responses my loved ones and I deserved in our time of need. My family had to fight to stay in our neighborhood, and against all odds, we won. Now, I'm running for city council to make that easier for everybody in District 1 and across LA. The workers, the young people, LGBTQ plus folks, Black people, people of color, immigrants, we are the community. We deserve a city that cares for our residents, that embraces our history, not erases our history. We deserve a city where the responses to our most vulnerable moments are life-affirming. We deserve a Los Angeles that's for the people.
Yeah, I don't hate her. I think she says a lot of valuable stuff. I don't know if you can abolish the cops. I think she's on that train. I just don't think sending social workers out to, violent crimes is probably the way to go. But I think she says a lot of valuable stuff. I think that, you do need to find a way to not have gentrification displace people, turn everything into a corporate mall, take away all the flavor and individuality out of communities. I think she's right about that. I think she's probably got some wacky, batty ideas that will end up getting a lot of people killed. But, Patrice Cullors endorses her from BLM. This is the woman who bought 4 houses with the money. This is not what we need.
Oh, that's her.
I believe so. Yeah. Unless I'm completely wrong about that, but I believe that is the case. It's the abolition of the police is really the wrong move.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I don't think this, but a lot of what she's saying, I agree with. Mm-hmm. But I think you need to retrain police, have them be held to different standards. I just don't think getting rid of the cops is a good move here. But I'm all for affordable housing. I think the prison system's a mess. You got to clean that up. I don't think anybody should be going away for cannabis, I think. But, again, you start going into the bail reform and, people get out of jail, then they kill people. So I do think there's got to be a nuanced approach here. It can't be just like, let's let everybody out of the jails and see what happens. It's not just going to be everybody eating tacos on the street with the guitars. Which I know, because if you watch the thing, it's just everybody playing guitars and eating tacos. Mm-hmm. But there's a fair amount of hell being unleashed in the city right now, too. Mm-hmm. Fair amount of, people being murdered. It's not just all tacos and fun and sing-alongs. But, I don't hate her. Where is she on the issues, Ben? Go up to the issues.
Right here.
She seemed earnest.
Currently, nearly half of LA city budget is allocated to law enforcement statistics, and decades of tough-on-crime policies prove that this does not result in safer communities. That's not true. I mean, literally, crime everywhere has gone down, except recently. LA needs urgent, widespread investment in mental health services, public health care, affordable. That's all true. But you also need to retrain police with money. You can't suck the funding out of something and then you don't have the resources to retrain cops. You can't replace cops. I don't think that's, you can in certain instances. Homelessness. Many on our streets suffer with untreated mental health needs, problematic substance use, and physical health needs. We must meet the moment with proven and effective services, housing, and strong renter protections. Okay, but, that's not exactly specific. Immigration, I will fight for a fully funded, permanent universal justice fund, the right to vote in local elections for all Angelinos, regardless of citizenship status. Yeah, I don't know that people are going to be in for that either, going, if you're not a citizen, you can vote. That doesn't necessarily get people excited when you go, whether you're a citizen or not, you can vote. Because if you take that to its logical conclusion, you'll just have tons of people that aren't citizens coming to the country, being entitled to every benefit citizens, and then you don't really have a country. You have a grab bag of things that people want that they can just get. And that doesn't mean that a lot of these people won't become great citizens, but it's, there's got to be a process to make them citizens. And then when you are a citizen, you're entitled to things. You should vote. I think if you're a non-citizen, you should be treated humanely. But I just think there should be some, in every country in the world, there is a distinction between a citizen and a non-citizen. Every single country in the world. It's not America. It's not white supremacy. It's not the patriarchy. It's just what it is. But hey, who gives a fuck? I live in Austin. Fuck it. Gives a shit what happens to this dump. Where does Rick Caruso live? Where's his house at?
I bet it's Pasadena.
Is he living like a baller?
He seems like a Pasadena guy. He's just sick of...
Ooh, look at this.
Rick Caruso pays $18.6 million for the Newport Beach mansion next door. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Rick.
I think he has a house in Brentwood, too.
That's right. Who wants to make the drive?
Oh, here's this one in Malibu, Tim.
He lists it for $40 million. Here's the deal. Malibu's just not the Hamptons. It just isn't when you look at these homes. I mean, I like Malibu. It's pretty, but... Yeah, it's just not it. It's very pretty. It's just there's no taste. Look at the way the house. It's just no taste. It's a real problem. This is what he should have led with. He should talk about real estate. Be a gangster. He goes, I listed an oceanfront property in Malibu for $40 million. It went over market. We closed at $42 million. That's the experience I'm going to bring to L.A. So you got a choice between him, this guy who's got a real estate portfolio that's half the city budget, and then the other girl who goes, we kill cops. If you see a cop, we kill them.
Two extremes.
What are the changes you've seen in L.A. since you were a youth?
It was about how it is now, like crime wise, like when I was like a kid, and then
it got better.
Yeah, and then it got pretty good, like when I was in like high school and up until basically the pandemic. And now it's kind of like back to gunshots and tons of homeless people and more homeless people than I've ever seen in my life. So that's why I'm gonna go with Caruso here.
Maybe we got to go with Caruso and see what happens. We need an Italian in there.
Yeah.
We need a guy.
He's going to put all the homeless in like an abandoned Katsuya. And just close the door.
I'm building another Americana strictly for the homeless so that they can pretend to shop, play in the fountains, take shits wherever they want. We'll have fountains filled with fentanyl in the new outdoor mall, strictly for the homeless, designed by Rick Caruso. What do you think about Caruso, Ben?
Caruso, I mean, he's a rich guy, right? So he's insanely wealthy.
And he's bored.
He's elderly.
And he's bored. Let him fuck around.
Yeah, why not?
He's rich and he's bored. When rich people get bored, they got to get in there and try to pretend they're going to fix it all. You're bored. I mean, what are you going to do? You got $20 million in Newport Beach, $40 million in Malibu. You're bored. Go in there.
It's the natural progression.
It's the natural progression. Go in there and see what you can do. He goes, we're going to give the cops harpoons. Now, what do you think, Rick? How are you going to handle it? We're giving the cops better weapons, direct energy weapons. There's pulses and things you can do. And a lot of my friends at Raytheon, we've been having lunch over at the Miramar Hotel, the Rosewood Miramar. It's lovely. Get the salmon. And they've been telling me there are direct energy weapons we can use with pulses that will make people instantly drop to the street and start shaking. Thank you, Rick. Devin's got a very funny podcast called Hate Watch, where you watch things you dislike.
So yeah, it's kind of like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not your show, but this one in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you were just on it. It was
yeah, we had a lot
really
of fun.
Great.
Check out that episode, Hate Watch, with Devin Costa.
Yeah.
Can we put Ida in the chair to just talk about the Kardashians for 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
No.
I can't
be on camera. Right
okay,
now.
Can you from off camera? Can you discuss
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you have the sure, mic, Ida. Sure. Go ahead.
Tell us about the new Kardashians.
You're wearing your sunglasses.
Can you tell us about the new season?
Yeah,
coming?
I can't say much, but it'll be on Hulu. And,
and
it's
what excites
epic.
You about this family so much? Because you really you devote. Now I respect them. They've got $1 trillion now. They have more money than all of us. They have more money than the country.
They fascinate me because I think they're the closest thing this country has to a monarchy.
That's true.
Rightfully so. I mean, they're kind of the epitome of capitalism, but I think that they actually, they've kind of proven themselves in
I
a
mean,
way.
I'm not even kidding. Why not elect them?
Why not?
Why not elect Kris Jenner to be the mayor of LA?
No one's ever accused her.
Or the governor of California. Like, yeah. Why not elect Kris Jenner to be the mayor? She'll make those homeless people stars. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, 100%.
She'll have those homeless people fucking each other on camera. She'll be releasing those tapes. Homeless people just need a show.
Yeah.
Homeless people really just need a show. And the fact that they don't have one is why they're not getting ahead in this town. And Kris Jenner will show them how to play the game.
She's efficient.
She's a beast.
She gets it done.
She's
she absolutely
a beast.
Gets it done. This will just be an elevated version, I think, of the E! Show.
Well, now what I liked about the preview is they're threatening people now. They're like, we'll destroy them.
Yes.
Like, you know, it used to be kind of, you know, in the background. Now they're saying we have the resources and the time to just destroy them all.
Yeah, like Succession. Like, I want to, yeah.
Yeah, yes. It's Succession. Yeah.
For L.A.,
it's Succession for retards, is what it is. It's Succession, but it's about lip gloss. And I think it's important. Play the Hulu. Can you play this, Ben? The new.
Yeah, I think we can. If I hear music, though, I'm going to edit this out.
Life without cameras was a big change for us. I think it's not.
Life without cameras was a big change. What did that last for, 2 months?
I think less.
It's Succession.
So how does it feel to be back?
We've had so much time off. We've kind of gone into our own world.
They own you.
I'm excited.
You know, this
for
is what I'd
chapter.
Have. I'd be like, they're better than you. They own you, and you love it.
And I've been in this game long enough to know that you just have to be yourself.
They're gonna like you for who you are, not what you wear. I'm just kidding, obviously.
They're just hot.
Really public this time. I feel like we're being chased. Tristan and I are complicated.
Trust takes time.
Travis and I want to have a baby.
Put the sample in this cup.
We'll take our mics off. You don't get the audio.
This is a relationship that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Who are you texting, Ken? Does his name rhyme with beat?
It's so easy to comment on people.
Yeah.
You have no idea what they're actually going through.
It is really hard with Kanye.
He told me my career is over.
Why are we always making excuses for the people that traumatize us?
I'm out. This is so ridiculous. Yeah.
We have all the time and all of the resources to burn them all to the ground.
Never go against the family.
Never go against the family.
Dude, the last scene should be just Kris Jenner. She like sits back, you know, she like rolls back on like a chair and she just sits there and she turns around and she just says, "Hello, Vladimir." And Putin just goes in and they start making out. Kris Jenner and Vladimir Putin just start making out and they're like, "Never go against the family."
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.